about what tomorrow might bring. Now Alabama's on the jukebox, still waiting on Willie to sing. Honey, you ain't no good hearted woman, I'm waiting on Willie to sing.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump signed an executive order calling for a ban on transgender athletes in women's sports. He says it will deny federal funding to organizations who support it.
With this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
The battle, though, will likely move to the courtroom with legal challenges expected. Members of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, have been working at the centers of Medicare and Medicaid services that, according to three people familiar with the matter, according to CMS, the federal agency provides health coverage to more than 160 million through Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Health Insurance Marketplace. The suspect in the deadly shooting in a manufacturing facility in Ohio taken into custody today. Authorities say he is an employee and was at the work site. One person was killed, the motive unclear. Winter advisories stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast. Officials say ice and snow will make driving treacherous. This is ABC News. While much of the country is facing winter weather, more record heat is expected across the entire southern U.S., from Las Vegas to Raleigh, North Carolina. The lone suspect in a deadly shooting at a manufacturing facility in Ohio has been found and arrested.
Around 150 workers were inside KDC-1 Cosmetics in suburban Columbus last night when, without apparent provocation, one of them pulled a gun and opened fire on coworkers. Police say that someone was Bruce Reginald Foster III. One person died, five were wounded before Foster left the building. Almost 12 hours later, police served a warrant on a home in Columbus. They found and arrested Foster without incident. He's to be charged with aggravated murder. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A Stradivarius violin made in 1714 could be the most expensive musical instrument ever sold. When it goes to the auction block this week at Sotheby's in New York, it could fetch as much as $18 million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows in the mid-20s, southeast winds 5 to 10, overcast, scattered light snow and freezing drizzle. And Thursday, look for partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-30s. It is 26 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today is Wednesday, February 5th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. At last night's Richland Center Common Council meeting, the council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. We will have more about last night's Common Council meeting on a future newscast. A 6-count indictment was unsealed yesterday, charging a Viroqua man for allegedly selling firearms and related parts without a license to buyers in Saudi Arabia, shipping the prohibited items, and then lying to federal inspectors about it. According to allegations in the indictment, Mark John Bushman, 60, conducted an illegal export conspiracy for more than 5 years, lasting from about February 2019 to about December 2024. Bushman obtained firearms and firearms parts in the U.S. and advertised the items for sale on eBay and other online marketplace-style websites. When buyers in Saudi Arabia expressed interest in the items for sale, he agreed to sell and ship the items out of the country to them. Throughout the course of the conspiracy, Saudi Arabian-based buyers paid the defendant approximately $398,000. Court documents indicate that the serial numbers from some of the firearms and firearms parts were removed before he shipped the items. The defendant then prepared the items further before shipping them by concealing the firearms and firearm parts inside of common household appliances and tools. Using a fake return address, the defendant shipped the items through the U.S. Postal Service to freight forwarders without declaring that the shipments contained firearms and firearms parts. Yesterday morning at approximately 8:45, Bushman was taken into custody by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and federal agencies on Upper Newton Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Harmony. Bushman is charged by indictment with conspiracy to smuggle goods from the United States, attempted smuggling of goods from the United States, transporting and shipping firearms with removed, obliterated, or altered serial numbers, mailing firearms as non-mailable prohibited items, unlawful dealing in firearms without a license, and making false statements to law enforcement. If convicted on all counts, Bushman faces a penalty of 42 years in prison and fines of up to $1.5 million. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office has been assisting with this investigation since early October 2024. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says proposed tariffs from the Trump administration could cripple Wisconsin farms.
The Wisconsin Democrat says any country hit with American tariffs isn't going to roll over.
Tariffs will likely be met with retaliatory tariffs. We know that we'll lose export markets. We know that we will have a lot of pain to endure.
Baldwin says any cost increase that manufacturers and businesses see in those tariffs will simply be passed on to consumers. On Monday, the Trump administration paused 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico for 1 month. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature announced a measure to require sheriff's departments to verify immigration status of people jailed on serious felony offenses. New Berlin State Senator Julian Bradley said sheriffs would seek reimbursement from the feds for costs incurred by complying. He noted in recent media reports that there are sheriffs that are not interested in complying with federal law. Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Waukesha, and Washera counties currently participate in a federal program to assist ICE in immigration enforcement actions. Dane and Milwaukee counties do not. Counties which fail to comply would risk losing up to 15% of state-shared revenue. Representative Tyler August of Walworth says the bill is restricted to illegal immigrants that have committed criminal serious acts and that have been arrested and detained by sheriffs and local police. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has already indicated that he'll veto such legislation. A 22-year-old Sparta man who was involved in a fatal crash during a police chase appeared in court on Tuesday. Jeremiah Johnson is being held on a $100,000 bond after the February 1st chase and crash. According to prosecutors, Johnson fled law enforcement at speeds of over 100 miles per hour on the interstate in Columbia County. Johnson lost control and rolled his vehicle, which killed one of his passengers, 24-year-old Jaden Fargan of Bangor, and seriously hurt two others. Johnson was also hurt in the crash. The Madison Police Department provided an update Monday on Eric Bohl, last seen riding an e-bike on Madison's east side. Police provided no details in the update on where Bohl's remains were found, but said nothing suspicious was found at the location. But WMTV in Madison reports that Bohl's body was less than 3 miles from where he left from, and it's believed that he took his own life. Authorities were concerned at the time of his disappearance that Bohl would harm himself. Ithaca FFA member Ethan Burkram has been named the recipient of a Wisconsin FFA SAE grant. Ethan applied for the grant through his livestock SAE of beef cattle. Ethan is the treasurer of the Ithaca FFA chapter. The Wisconsin FFA Foundation provides funding to Wisconsin FFA members for supervised agricultural experiences to help start or expand SAE projects. A limited number of grants of up to $1,000 each are available to current FFA members each year. Senator Howard Markline celebrated the announcement of the second round of Ag Road Improvement Program funding awards today. The townships of B-Town, Harrison, and Jamestown in Grant County, in addition to Greene County and Lafayette County, were announced as awardees by the Department of Transportation. The town of Harrison was awarded $3,789,736 for Stanton Road. The town of Jamestown was awarded $1,372,943 for Lewisburg Road. And the town of B-Town was awarded $1,296,294 for Dodge Road. Greene County was awarded $2,806,400 to fix County Road FF, and Lafayette County was awarded $1,999,560 for County Road D. The ARIP program is the result of the 2023 Wisconsin Act 13. Act 13 was co-authored by Senator Markline and Representative Travis Tranel and funded through the 2023-25 Wisconsin state budget. The ARIP program invested $150 million in upgrading local rural roads that link farmers to county and state highways. There were $50 million in awards available during the first round of funding, which was announced in July of 2024, and a second round of applications awarded $100 million that was announced today. A new television attack ad in Wisconsin's hotly contested Supreme Court race features a doctored image of the liberal candidate, a move that her campaign claims could be a violation of a recently enacted state law. The image in question is of Susan Crawford. It appeared in a new TV ad Tuesday, paid for by the campaign of her conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. In the original image, Crawford is smiling, but in the Schimmel ad, her lips are together. The new state law requires ads that have used artificial intelligence to include a disclaimer. Schimmel's campaign says the image was edited, but not created by AI. Leaders of dozens of Head Start preschools said they might need to close temporarily because they remain locked out of their federal funding, a problem that first surfaced last week during President Donald Trump's aborted effort to freeze federal grants. Center directors across the country last week were locked out of the online payment management system where they submit invoices and draw down grant funds for Head Start, which serves some of the nation's neediest kids and families. The websites went back online for many operators, but a week later, some administrators said they continued to experience intermittent outages of the website that led to significant delays in payments. And today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Lacey Banker on ticket number 412. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center, died January 16th at home following a six-year battle with cancer. A Thanks for the Memories get-together is being held from now until 6 at the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, February 16th, beginning at 1 at the Branding Iron Roadhouse in Lime Ridge. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Bruce Tesmer, 73, of Richland Center. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be at the Czechs National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Avis Marvine Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4, and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center, died Monday at her home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, February 12th, at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday, February 12th, from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Sue Otteson, 85, of Richland Center.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. As clouds thicken this evening, we're becoming overcast with light snow moving in. Of course, this also has the chance to be mixed with freezing drizzle. Turning to all snow as it exits, we're not looking at any major accumulations, but definitely slick and slippery spots. Some ice accumulations are possible, and I'd say in terms of snow, we'll see under a half an inch. But it will be slushy and sloppy out on the roads. This could last through early tomorrow morning. So be sure to leave early, take your time, drive slow, and be safe. Otherwise, tomorrow, prepare for a windy but warmer day. Winds are going to be whipping out of the west with gusts over 30 miles per hour. And with partial sunshine, highs will reach the mid-30s. But of course, I'd probably dress for the mid-20s. We crash cold tomorrow night, down to the single digits, and the winds stay feisty. This means it'll probably be feeling sub-zero by early Friday morning. Thankfully, though, throughout the afternoon, the winds calm, temperatures make it to the upper 20s, And we get to see some sunshine, so a nice, beautiful close to the week. And I'm sure you've heard, Saturday, the big snowstorm. It's looking to start early in the morning, lasting through the afternoon, evening, and even into the night. A steady snow from morning to night, with around 4 to 6 inches possible. High temperatures will be in the upper 20s, so it's going to go from a light, fluffy snow to a heavier, wetter kind of snow, back to a light and fluffy snow. I would shovel in shifts. Make sure to take frequent breaks and dress in layers. Or pay someone else to do it. Maybe that's a neighbor, or maybe that's a family. Otherwise, on Sunday, we'll see a mix of clouds, sun, and cooler temperatures. We drop to the low 20s Sunday, to the mid-20s on Monday, and down to the upper teens on Tuesday. It stays pretty dry, pretty pleasant, and snow holds off until Tuesday night. So all in all, what you need to take away from this is the fact that it could get a little icy out there tonight and early tomorrow morning, and some heavy snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a cloudy 26 degrees and 27 our high today. Our morning low was 7. Yesterday, we had a high of 24 with no precipitation. Record high set in 1946 on this day at 54, while the record low of 25 below was set in 1979. Last year on this day, our high was 52 and our low 22. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:12. No precipitation yet. The barometer continues to fall. It's at 29.94 and southwest winds are at 5. Again, it's 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Coming up tonight, it will be Badger women's basketball as the Badger women play host to USC Trojans. And that game can be heard over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7 with our with tip-off around 6:30. The Milwaukee Bucks had a big trade today, getting rid of one of their big veterans and one of the players that helped win them a championship. The Milwaukee Bucks are trading NBA champion and Olympic gold medalist Chris Middleton to the Washington Wizards and getting Kyle Kuzma back in the deal. Also, AJ Johnson will go from the Bucks to the Wizards, and Patrick Baldwin will go from the Wizards to the Bucks, along with a future pick swap and some second-round draft capital, according to the person who spoke to the AP. In sports, also in state sports, no Green Bay Packer has scored more points than the 1,918 put on the board by Mason Crosby. The legendary kicker announced his NFL retirement officially on Tuesday. After 17 seasons, Crosby took the field in a franchise record-setting 258 games, three more than Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre. He announced his decision on his radio show on Milwaukee-based 105.7 The Fan.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. Nine-tenths of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
It's a more dependable sign than seeing the first robin. Spring is coming in the Brewer spring training truck has left for Arizona. The equipment was loaded on at American Family Field on Tuesday. Team officials say everything should arrive in Phoenix by Friday. Pitchers and catchers are scheduled to show up a week from today with the first workout set for Tuesday, February 18th. An 18-game NFL regular season isn't a slam dunk. NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell pushed back on it today, even though NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has openly talked about it as if it's inevitable. The two sides haven't had formal discussions about expanding the season, which would require renegotiating the collective bargaining agreement. Of course, the players' union would want the league to make several concessions in order to agree to an 18th game. Jalen Reeves-Maben, a linebacker for the Lions and NFLPA president, wouldn't specify what the players may want in return. Also, prices on the secondary ticket market for Sunday's big football game in New Orleans are much less than last year's big game and declining, but they are still high by historical standards. The average price for the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagle game at TickPick was $6,552 as of Tuesday. If that amount holds, it would be the website's third highest for a Super Bowl. Last year's game between the Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers was the highest, with an average price at that site of $9,136. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
At Macy's, we're so ready for Valentine's Day. While it might feel like it's still a ways off, it's actually next Friday. Fortunately, that's just enough time for you to find the perfect gifts from our Valentine's Day gift guide. How about a hobo-style handbag from Coach? A three-piece gift set from Lancôme, Estée Lauder, or Clinique? A watch from Michael Kors? Or diamonds and more diamonds? Whatever your love loves, come into Macy's and find the perfect gift for your Valentine before next Friday sneaks up on you like Cupid with a little bow and arrow.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Soybeans were lower Wednesday, corn finished mixed, cattle and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down on profit-taking, technical selling, and the lower moves in meal and oil. Crop estimates for Argentina remain high despite weather issues, and Brazil is still on track for a record crop. Beans are waiting to see what happens in the trade battle with China. March beans were down 18 at 10.57. May was 15 and three quarters lower at 10.72 and a quarter. March bean meal was down 5.70 at 308.50, and March bean oil was 67 points lower at 45.09. Corn was narrowly mixed. Monitoring weather in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil, which has been delayed by the slow soybean harvest. Mexico purchased 330,000 tons of U.S. corn for delivery next marketing year ahead of the open. March was down 1 1/4 at 4.93 and a quarter, and May corn held at 5.04 and three quarters. And wheat was mostly lower. Higher prices in Russia and the lower dollar could boost U.S. export prospects. There is more precipitation in the near-term forecast for some winter wheat growing areas. March Chicago was down 4 3/4 at 5.72 1/4. March Kansas City was 3 lower at 5.91 3/4. March Minneapolis wheat down 3 1/4 at 6.18 1/2. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher despite some light lower direct business and a midday drop in box beef. I'll have more on direct cash cattle business in a moment. April live was up 265 at 201.30. June was 267 higher at 195.90. March feeders were up 247 at 270.72. And hogs closed higher, supported by technical buying and spillover from that strengthened cattle. April lean was up $1.80 at 91.55, and May was $1.97 higher at 95.72. I'll have that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Wednesday afternoon, light direct trade was reported in Nebraska, mostly at 328 on the dress basis, a dollar lower than the previous week, with some live sales at 208. Asking prices were 208 on the live basis and 329 plus dressed, with a few bids on the table at 204 in Texas. With moderate to heavy movement, choice box beef dropped $5.39 to $325.34, and select beef was $308 lower at $314.33. The estimated cattle slaughter of 121,000 head was down 3,000 on the week and nearly 5,000 on the year. With good closing negotiated numbers, national direct barrels and gilts are up $1.31 at $86.71. Iowa Southern Minnesota averaged $87.20. The Western Corn Belt averaged $86.91. And the Eastern Corn Belt averaged $83.59. The pork carcass cutout value was down 93 cents at $93.83. The estimated hog slaughter at midweek was 489,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and just under 1,000 on the year. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News Headlines. Oklahoma State University economist Darrell Peel says he expects cattle herd expansion to happen gradually.
We're thinking about expanding. You know, we're not really doing it yet, I don't think, but I do think we're probably getting ready to.
He says the latest cattle inventory report showed some signs of expansion. More news next on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck, to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit outdoorstewards.org.
The president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council says the organization is focused on increasing market access. Dwayne Statler says the demand for pork continues to grow.
It's always in the best interest of the United States, and we're here to provide our product where we can help to offset the trade imbalance, that we can help be on the plus side of agriculture for trade going into other countries.
U.S. ethanol production roared back last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,112,000 barrels a day, up 97,000 on the week and 79,000 on the year. And U.S. ethanol exports had a strong end to 2024. The Renewable Fuels Association says more than 194 million gallons left U.S. ports in December of last year, an 8-month high and up 4% from November. Canada claimed the top spot for the 45th month in a row, and movement to the European Union and Mexico hit all-time highs. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News headlines.
Building great prices from the ground up, Harchi Lumber has built a solid reputation for quality, selection, and price. Before you plan your next construction project, talk to the experts at Harchi Lumber. They have the knowledge and complete supply of lumber, drywall, wood studs, roofing, windows and doors, insulation, cement, molding, and more. You name it, they've got it. Build with quality, build with the best at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, providing expert hometown service since 1969.
Corn plants can face many challenges early in the growing season. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Jeff Foles of South Dakota discusses the benefits of Acceleron seed treatment to help DeKalb corn plants get off to a strong start. We'll have more on Brownfield right after this.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
DeKalb Asgrow technical agronomist Jeff Foles of South Dakota explains more about the benefits of Acceleron seed treatments.
A grower, from the minute he opens that bag of seed corn in the spring and dumps it in his planter, he goes ahead and plants, and all he's trying to do the rest of summer, from seedling in the spring all the way till fall harvest, is really reduce the amount of stress put on that plant. For 2025, all DeKalb products will continue to include the Acceleron Seed Applied Solutions Elite with enhanced disease control. And this is really going to help that first stage of keeping stress off that plant. You know, the seed treatment provides early to mid-season disease protection against soil and seed-borne diseases, typically caused by diseases we worry about, Fusarium, Rhizoctonia solani, and Pythium infections. So it really takes that first initial step to reduce the amount of stress put on that plant.
He says that Acceleron seed treatment also defends against early season insect damage.
As that soil profile starts to warm up and that seedling begins to grow, so does the insect pressure. The amount of insect activity increases as the soil temperatures increase. So it's really important to make sure as the corn plant begins to emerge, Acceleron seed treatment provides protection against over 15 corn insect pests. Most notably for our region, you're really looking at wireworm control, seed corn maggot, white grub, and black cutworm, all can be damaging insects again, and Acceleron does a nice job helping control those.
Foles says for 2025, the DeKalb brand is also making nematode protection more widely available to farmers.
Corn nematode's been a growing issue over the years, and, you know, all new DeKalb products this season will come standard with a product we call Acceleron N314 nematicide seed treatment. It's exclusive to the Acceleron solutions. The N314 will also be included with existing and new DeKalb VT4 Pro and SmartStax Pro products with RNAi technology, which provides advanced protection against above and below ground insects.
Full says these advanced seed treatments and trait technologies protect the high yield potential of DeKalb exclusive corn genetics, helping farmers maximize their return on investment. For more information, visit DeKalb.com. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with DeKalb on Brownfield.
We are 21 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour of the day, rolling along as we're heading into the evening hours now. A reminder that Hill Country Classic Power still will be meeting tonight. That will get underway at 8 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Tomorrow, Celebrate Recovery Richland Center will meet on Thursday from 6 to 8 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Food will be available at 5:30. Celebrate Recovery Richland Center is sponsored by Grace Community Church. Back to music now, though. Here's John Anderson.
Something ain't right. You want me to kiss you and to hold you tight. I love it pretty, baby, when you're coming on strong. I work a lot better when you turn me on. You're the only one with a key that'll fit. And when you get me started, girl, I ain't gonna quit. You've got the kind of love that keeps me running strong. Took my hand.
you back to that old Galvez under a starlit sky. When I leaned in for a kiss, you whispered, stay with me tonight. Oh, girl, I can do you one better. Stay with you forever. Never leave me lonely again. I'll be more than just another temporary lover. Baby, I'll be more than your friend. We could spend one night together.
Foggy Bottom Woodwork specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's one small cabinet or cabinetry and millwork for the entire house, all stained and finished to match, Foggy Bottom Woodworks is the one to call. Also, now doing custom engraved wooden signs. Call Rick at 739-4440 for a free in-home estimate. Stop at Foggy Bottom Woodworks, located at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or visit foggybottomwoodworks.com.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Bosqueville. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Bosqueville.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Winter is a time for reflection and preparation in the agricultural community. We salute the collective spirit of farmers, ranchers, and ag workers who use this season to plan, learn, and improve their practices. Their commitment to growth and sustainability is what keeps agriculture thriving year after year. These salutes remind us that the agricultural heartbeat never really stops, even when the world outside is blanketed in frost and winter. This update from WRCO Radio Saluting Farmers is sponsored by Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. Check them out in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
100.9 WRC.
Yeah.
train hungover in a pew. Good on you.
Good on you.
She probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you.
Good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet she don't get loud. Bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Said we're trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. Did my best.
Priscilla Block, Good on You. The news, sponsored, coming up here by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks. With two locations for your convenience, and by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 25 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After being sworn in today, Attorney General Pam Bondi getting right to work.
In her first day on the job, Attorney General Pam Bondi set up an internal working group to investigate the investigators, a probe that will look into the actions of former special counsel Jack Smith, Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, and New York State Attorney General Letitia James, all of whom brought cases against President Trump. Bondi has also directed a pause on all grants to cities and states that interfere with federal immigration enforcement.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Democrats and government workers are sounding the alarm on Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. An official at the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services tells ABC News two senior agency officials are leading a collaboration with DOGE staff focused on policy and the other on operations. Aides to Mitch McConnell say the senator is fine after taking a fall early.